This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are here for what is the final Saturday edition of the show for 2018.
Wrapping it up.
Welcome to it. Open phones, as it always is. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you're back. You took, a week or so off there?
Yeah, it was Wednesday to Wednesday, yeah.
For a little Christmas vacation down in Florida.
That's right. Yeah. Wanted to get away from any possibility of a white Christmas.
Didn't happen.
No. Well, the day after, it was supposedly, it snowed somewhere the
day
after.
There was a little bit of ice yesterday, but that was, yeah.
I'm dreaming of car crashes for Christmas. people down south who have really never seen snow think that snow's a problem to drive in. Snow's fine.
Yeah, snow's fine.
It's when the road gets icy. So the snow will hit the road. The road's, traps some heat because, well, that's what rock does. Mm-hmm. And then it melts, and then it gets a little colder, and then it all freezes up into a nice giant
into a death
slick
trap.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, it's been a really busy last 24 hours here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. We don't talk a whole lot about things that go on here in Keene, but this one's got national legs, I think. This story that broke over the last 24 to 48 hours is, I think, it hasn't caught on nationally yet, so this is probably the first.
Yeah, it's got a human interest element that is probably going to catch a little attention.
There's a few different ways that this could kind of catch fire. It's certainly getting passed around on social media amongst our circles and even beyond that. It's about a new restaurant that has yet to actually open its doors here in the beautiful little city of Keene, New Hampshire. It's the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. It's the county seat of Cheshire County. Population's about 20,000, maybe a little less when the college students aren't here, maybe a little like 23,000.
They don't count. They don't vote anyway.
Yeah, but I think they count in the census.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
They normally take the census while the college.
You vote or you count. Or you don't vote or you count. That's your choice.
Where to start here? So I happen to know who the owner of this particular business is. Longtime readers over at FreeKeene.com may recall that...
Which is your blog.
I am one of the bloggers at FreeKeene, yes. I am the founder of the website. It's a blog that allows people who are both outside and inside the area to see some of the cool activist things that are going on here. Because for a long time, there has been a migration of libertarian... voluntarist, anarchist, people who love freedom, those kinds of people have been coming to New Hampshire, and Keene has always been a hot spot for some of the more visible activism out there. And some of the more successful activism that we've done in recent years has been to spread cryptocurrency around the local area. And a lady opened up a food truck a few years ago now at this point. She began accepting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as payments. So that's probably where readers of FreeKeene.com first saw Isabel Rose, who's the lady who's now taken the money that she earned doing her food truck very successfully, and she's ready to invest in the big league. She wants to go in and open up her own restaurant right in the heart of downtown. She's a Vietnamese lady, and
Vietnamese food.
Right. Her food includes pho noodles, which is spelled P-H-O.
Right. But a lot of people call them pho.
Right. It's pronounced pho, apparently, and I didn't, I wasn't raised Vietnamese. I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, I mean, words become anglicized, too, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's a breakfast biscuit called a croissant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't in America, if you call it a croissant, right? Like, you're an a-hole. You're not... Now, if you're French and you're in the United States and you ask for a croissant, like, that's completely acceptable. Yeah. But if you're, I don't know, from Bradenton, Florida, and you ask for a croissant, you are not cultured.
I don't think that makes you an a-hole. It's kind of cute.
No,
people are trying to be accurate.
Not accurate.
Well, You're saying croissant is not how they pronounce it in France?
Look,
I don't know. I'm not French.
Look, croissant would be pretty accurate.
Okay.
But just because an item or a service or a practice or some kind of product comes from another country doesn't mean that you should pronounce it like they do in that country. That is...
Doesn't mean you shouldn't either.
Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want.
I will.
People will think whatever they want to think
sure
about
will.
You. So I think that it's completely accurate to call the soup that this beef. Yeah, pho, soup, pho, or pho, if you want to.
Pho.
Just understand that some people call it pho, some people call it pho.
Sure. So you actually introduced me to pho a long time ago, a few years back when we were traveling somewhere.
Because I actually am cultured.
Yeah, you are definitely much more than I am.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it because, you know, I like food, especially
hot
food. But again, it's really good. You can spice it up. And if you haven't had pho noodles, it's worth trying out if you've ever come across it. It's usually in kind of bigger
cities. It's a delivery system for sriracha sauce in my life. But
there's usually some kind of meat in there, some kind of veggies, some kind of Asian veggies.
Yeah, it's sliced rare meat.
Well, there's chicken, there's beef, there's pork.
That's hoti of ga in order to get, it's not pho unless it's beef.
Unless it's beef.
I think maybe it has to be the beef stock.
Okay. Well, they still call it pho, so whatever.
Sure. They'll call it whatever you want as long as you pay your $12, honky.
Yeah. And I'm more than happy to, because it's nice to see some ethnic cuisine in a town that, is kind of like a small town, right? There's a few pizza places, a few Chinese food places, maybe one or two Indian food places, and this is the first Vietnamese food that's been in Keene in my time.
You haven't lived in Keene a whole, or haven't lived in a lot of places. Keene is one of the few places you've lived. This little 25,000 population hamlet has a lot of restaurants that punch well above their weight for this particular area.
Well,
and the reason
is
because it's a metro. There's no major cities anywhere near here, and it functions as a metro.
Yeah, well, that's a very nice thing to say, but there's still not a whole lot of choice as far as, ethnic variety. So it's nice to see this happening. However, it is has not happened yet because she hasn't opened
the iron
doors.
Fist of the state is coming down on this poor Vietnamese woman who wants to sell pho soup.
In this case, the state in the form of the people calling themselves the City of Keene and its new city manager, who, funny enough, is actually named Elizabeth Dragon.
Yeah,
Elizabeth
Dragon Lady.
A. Dragon. And so, you've got a situation where apparently Christmas Eve, Dragon, the new city manager, calls up Isabel, the owner of this new Vietnamese restaurant, which has yet to open its doors, and tells her that she's got an issue. She's got a couple issues. Number one, apparently Isabel put up a sign in the window, says, "Coming soon," and then, the name of the business there. That's ostensibly a violation of the city's ridiculously restrictive and anti-business sign ordinances.
Right. And by the way, I've heard people say Keene isn't anti-business. Those Keene people don't know what they're talking about. I've talked to business owners in the surrounding vicinity, and whether they're in Keene or out of Keene, I've definitely talked to a business owner who's like, "I'd move to Keene because there's more people, but I don't want to have to deal with all the crap that comes down with living." And you know what? He works for the city.
Yeah, so he knows best.
Yes.
But that's not the only issue, is the fact that this temporary signs inside the windows just sort of announcing, "Hey, there's a restaurant coming here soon." They claim that's a violation of the sign ordinances and further a violation of the lease. See, here's one of the catches. She's renting from the city.
Ah.
The location for this new business is right next door to City Hall.
Yeah.
So it's in the city-owned building and right in the heart of downtown Keene. Longtime listeners remember Central Square, the site of many protests of a variety of sort. This is right there. You can throw a little stone from Central Square and you're going to hit the windows of the new location of this, or this new business. Presuming they actually get to open the doors. And the other objection, Mark?
Well, the objection is to the name of the business.
Right. Now, the city manager is claiming that the business is, quote, offensive and not appropriate, unquote. And she wants to meet to discuss potential changes. Now, what is the name, the supposed offensive name of this business?
Well, it's a restaurant that sells pho.
Right, and it's not uncommon for pho restaurants to be named after the city in which they're located.
Not unreasonable at all. And so,
pho Manchester, pho
Keene, and then they describe their soup.
Great, and they call it great. So three words: pho, Keene, great. And
with a, you know, picture of an Asian woman holding some chopsticks eating a bowl of soup.
Yeah, it's called a Hanoi Bar, I guess.
Yeah, Hanoi Bar.
So we'll tell you why, like, why is this stirring controversy, in case you haven't figured it out yet. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, and you can see the signage over at freekeem.com right now. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Russ Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Russ engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Russ Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Russ's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Russ's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program here. We're talking about controversy that has erupted in the little city of Keene, New Hampshire. Now, it's not over the Bearcat this time. This time it's back to the piddly crap that you expect from government bureaucrats over trying to simply open up a brand new business and put significant money at risk trying to serve delicious pho noodle soup to the local area folks and visitors and such. We're talking about a new restaurant that has yet to open its doors because it's being hamstrung by city government bureaucracy. And this can apply anywhere, okay? This sort of story, if you've ever tried to open a business, you know exactly what we're talking about. You know the difficulties, the unnecessary roadblocks that are thrown up in your way by government bureaucrats. And in this case, it happens to be a particularly laughable claim on the government's part. And they really fell right into the trap on this one because the name of the new business, which is called, and I'm going to say it slowly here, Pho, which is the pho noodle soup that will be served at this Vietnamese restaurant, Pho, Keen, the name of the town, and then Great. So that's the name of the restaurant that now the city manager is claiming is actually offensive and not appropriate. Well, wait a minute. It's December. It's about to be 2019. Huh. According to the owner of this restaurant, they signed a lease with the city government because they're renting from the city in this case. It's right next to City Hall. They signed a lease back in April, which included the name of the restaurant. They also sent an email in February prior to the lease, you know, getting things rolling, which also included the name of the restaurant. So it's not like the city government didn't know in advance of the lease signing or during the lease signing what this was going to be called. No objection whatsoever until all of a sudden Christmas Eve rolls around and then the city manager herself decides to pick up the phone and try to intimidate this new business owner into stopping her plans, changing her plans, after she's already spent thousands of dollars renovating the space, spent thousands of dollars purchasing a new sign that they're going to hopefully be able to hang up outside. Now, the sign's not entirely finished yet because the sign maker heard about this controversy and he stopped work, just because he's worried that, you know, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a reasonable concern.
So this is all, by the way, this hour on Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in learning about Bitcoin, I highly recommend you get over to Bitcoin.com and to get the Bitcoin Academy that you can take. It's free. You just go through the Academy. Probably won't take you more than 10-15 minutes, something like that, to learn the basics about Bitcoin, like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. I highly recommend Bitcoin.com. Plus, it's the place where you can go to get your first or fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get a piece, a little bit of a Bitcoin if you want. And there's a lot of great news over there at their news section. So check it out, please, over at Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, you can get wallets there. You can get Bitcoin. You can get whatever you need to get started. Bitcoin.com.
But most importantly, get the education first.
Yeah, that's important.
At Bitcoin.com. So will this new restaurant be taking Bitcoin? That's another question. Hopefully, they're going to be able to open their doors. Right now, they're expected to have some sort of a meeting to discuss the business name with the city manager. And it's an outrage. And people in town, I think, are on her side. The newspaper broke this news yesterday, and I was a little bummed about that because I certainly could have broken the news. I knew about this, and I chose not to because, well, the owner asked me not to. She asked me to kind of embargo the story, basically, until after they had the meeting with the city manager, which, mind you, I considered that a mistake as far as strategy is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it would be best to get the publicity beforehand.
Yeah, business owners are a, they're a conservative lot.
Yeah.
And they're always, they don't want to ruffle feathers because it's their money on the line.
Sure.
When you're going into, when she's going into this meeting, she's going into the meeting with the city. The city has nothing to lose.
That's right. Well, because they've gotten almost a year's worth of rent already.
Well, you're right. And they have a lease and all that other stuff, right? So she can't get out of this. Plus the fact that anybody who's sitting across the table representing the city, none of their particular finances change. They're representing an entity which has the monopoly privilege to tax people out of their homes if they wish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they are the king's men, as it were.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't really matter to
them.
They've
got nothing. This isn't even a negotiation. A negotiation, pretty much, a fair negotiation occurs between two equal parties. This is not an equal party. Bring the state. Bring the town. Oh, you say there isn't a town? You represent the town? The town must be a fiction.
It is. It's an imaginary concept.
Yes.
A municipal corporation. is what they call
right.
cities.
So she's probably got a municipal corporation known as the Hanoi Bar or something
no,
like that.
No, that's not a municipal corporation.
I'm sorry. She's probably got a corporation of some sort.
Right. Municipal corporations are specifically governmental
right. My mistake.
Entities.
So she's got a corporation, likely, that yeah. she represents. But she's funding that corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's her money out of her pocket. So she's got everything to lose, and these people have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
This is the thing that stinks the worst about dealing with governments. This is you're dealing with these busybodies who have nothing to lose. They have no skin in the game.
Not only that, they also don't have any incentive to be nice because they know that they can get their money because they can just extract it from you by force. If you don't pay the property taxes, they'll just take your house from you and then put it up for what they call a tax sale. So they know they're going to get paid regardless of how nice they are, regardless of how nasty they are, regardless of how rude that they are, regardless
yep.
of how slow that they are, regardless of how, you know, just piss poor that they generally are
right.
at doing whatever it is that they do. They don't care about being excellent. They don't care about being frugal. And they don't care about you.
Say whatever you want to say about corporations. And I'll probably agree with you in mm-hmm. part. But say whatever you want to say about those organizations. They have to ultimately serve their customers. And you know, largely the customer is everybody. So they have to have a smile on their face and open up on time and do all these things. City doesn't have to do that.
Nope.
You know? Yeah, if enough people get upset at the city, yeah, they'll probably change whatever their practices are. But
that's the only thing you got is the fact of embarrassing these city bureaucrats so much that they actually back down on this particular issue. But that's not going to stop them in the future because most of the time when a business owner is harassed by the city, it doesn't end up blowing up into publicity. It doesn't end up being a story like this where it's got legs, it's funny, you know, the name of the business is creative, it's cute, it's fun, and she looks good, the business owner looks good compared to the evil city. I mean, you could play this out in multiple businesses that are being attacked, but like you said, most of these business owners are conservative. They don't want to go up against the state. They don't want to go up against the city. The old axiom, you can't fight City
right.
Hall. To some extent, it's true. It's very hard to fight City Hall, and that's why I want to put as much support behind this lady as possible. I want people outside of this area to hear about the story. Number one, because there's some really cool T-shirts that you can get. I'm wearing one of them right now. It is emblazoned with the logo, the supposedly offensive name, Fa-keen. Great. That's the name of the business. And so orders have actually been coming in since this story's gone a little viral on social media.
Right. This is the reason that this story could get national legs is because yeah. it is the name of the business is clever
yeah.
and the you know the logo is awesome.
And she's Asian, so you know she can
right.
play the race card here if she wants to. Right.
Right.
There's no evidence necessarily that the city manager is a racist, but that doesn't mean you can't play the race card.
That's not how the race card works.
Right.
Sorry. Once
the
race card's played, you're a racist.
Right.
Dun-dun! Dragon Lady's a racist! Blam! Just like that. That's how it's done.
And it's just so funny that her name's Dragon. I mean, you just can't make... You cannot make this stuff up. And I can go through a list of fun names that just could not be made up that are real here in the area as far as government bureaucrats. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Things are beginning to get tight for hundreds of thousands of federal workers caught up in the partial government shutdown that's been dragging on for more than a week. WUSA 9 TV reporter Michael Valerio.
With holiday cheer still shining at zoo lights,
kind of makes the place pop.
There's lights and it's pretty.
The lights will soon fade after New Year's, with the Smithsonian no longer spared by the government shutdown. That includes the National Zoo and all the museums on the mall closed. The announcement made on Twitter this morning, with Wednesday, January 2nd, the day the doors will lock if there's no agreement on the president's border wall.
President Trump has been angrily tweeting, blaming Democrats for not coming up with the votes to build the wall. Democrats say they'll pass legislation to reopen the government as soon as they take power in the House next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about ridiculous government regulations that this could happen anywhere. It can happen to you. And if you've ever tried to open a business, it probably has. A bunch of stupid requirements, arbitrary rules being forced down your throat by a bunch of strangers calling themselves the city of fill in the blank, wherever it is you happen to be. In this case, it happens to be the city of Keene, New Hampshire, that has predictably targeted a business that was planning to open its doors in downtown Keene inside of a city building. Now, I think that's one of the negatives against the business, was that they entered into a lease agreement with the city, which is different than just being regulated by them. I mean, it's bad enough to be regulated by them. Imagine them being your landlord. I can't even imagine how much worse that's going to make matters. But regardless, freedom of speech should still be respected by a city government, even in a lease agreement. And this particular speech, the name of the business, city manager's claiming is, quote, offensive and not appropriate. We'll get back into the story here. You, of course, can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got Gene the Christian Anarchist with us on our Discord on air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. Next week I'll call you from China.
All righty.
Right now, I tend to be a skeptic. I've been a skeptic for a long time because I noticed when I was a rather young man, I noticed that when I checked on things, people were lying to me a lot of the time. And that seemed to happen, whether it was the scientific community or whether it was politicians, of course. So I called you once before about running the numbers on fossil fuels, where I took and burned up all the fossil fuels in a hypothetical situation in 1 second and saw how much of an impact that made to our atmosphere. It really wasn't a very big impact. So I got to thinking about this wall. because everybody's squawking about the wall. And Trump's saying he can do that thing for somewhere between 8 and 12 billion, or trillion, 8 to 12 trillion dollars.
What? No.
Trillion? No.
Can't be.
He's asking for 5, I think, right now, 5 billion.
Billion.
5 billion?
Yeah.
Okay. So then my numbers would be off by a bit, because I ran the numbers about how much that would save, how much that's going to cost per person that they could stop from going across the border, because the best I could find is estimates of about 600,000 per year illegals coming into the country.
Yeah, but what about the ones that are leaving? I mean, I don't even know that that there's any evidence at this point that there's a net increase of immigration through the border. I know at one point or another people were sneaking out because they couldn't get jobs.
Yeah. There are a lot leaving. So, but, you know, you got to go by some kind of estimate because nobody's got the actual numbers. But even if you figured 600,000 per year and then figured the cost of that wall, the cost per person that it's going to stop is astronomical. I mean, it's just ridiculously expensive. And whatever they say they're going to build the wall for, you know it's going to be at least double that and maybe three times that. And more than likely, they're never even going to finish the darn thing.
Further, what's the evidence they're even going to stop people? I mean, there may be the people who are stopped by the idea that they don't want to come to a police state, so they're just not interested in coming here at all anyway. But as far as the people who want to come here, there's always going to be ways to get over or under or around the wall or through it. You know, you can bribe some Border Patrol agents if you're a coyote. You know, you can just pay them off and have them look the other way. You can have a tunnel built underneath. There are multiple tunnels.
There are tunnels.
Running drugs. You can just
airplanes,
run people,
boats, you know,
run people through those tunnels. And so, yeah, I just don't buy the idea that this is really going to impact much beyond getting some politicians some brownie points with their base.
Yeah, they had used an ultralight airplane to land some people across the border one day. I read a story about that. And then as the Border Patrol came, the plane took off and headed back to Mexico. But they managed to stop three people on the, you know, that had been, two people were brought in illegally. One person was apparently there to give them a ride, you know. So the wall isn't going to stop it.
No, nope.
It's just going to make things. And there's always the end of the wall. You know, the wall's going to have two ends.
Well,
one on the east and one on
the
west.
Ocean.
They're talking about this metal slat wall.
Fence.
Yeah, and I don't know that much about metal slat walls.
Trump says you have to be able to see through the wall in case somebody chucks a bag of drugs over. You don't want
to
get hit.
It's a good idea to be able to see through.
Yeah.
I would agree. However, there are such things as angle grinders, and they'll cut right through metal.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you've got a power source out there. Perhaps you would have to get battery-powered angle grinders. Maybe you'll need
a generator.
Maybe you need a generator. Maybe you need an extra, couple of batteries. I don't know what you'll need, but this is
getting a settling torch.
This thing's got to be 2,500 miles long. Mm-hmm. It's not like
you can't monitor the whole thing.
You can't have somebody there all the time. You know, middle of the night. One of the slats falls down, bunch of people run through. Now you got a slat to fix.
Yeah, and both ends of it will, like you say, dump into the ocean. You can just take a boat or swim around the outside of it. If you're a really good swimmer, just go out there and swim. So it's really absurd that they want to put this kind of money into a wall. It'd be one thing if they just wanted to, like, run a little string of a tape down there to show where the border is, but no, they want to build this big, expensive wall.
Well, right, there's somebody who's got some buddies in construction that are salivating over this.
Sure, it's a great deal if you work in the construction and you get the contract for the wall, but what this is just another bloated government program.
Huge boondoggle.
That's going to fail and likely result in the, it will certainly result in something other than what was expected and likely result in something close to the opposite.
Yeah, and then, of course, you guys are right there by the Canadian border. You see, there's places along the Canadian border where it's nothing more than a marking post every so many feet that says, here's the border. And you can literally just step right across the border.
You sure can.
There's
I've been to Derby Line, Vermont. I've seen what it's like there. There's a video that I made of the visit that we made to Derby Line. That's the town that's literally divided by the border that used to be just people could cross easily without having to ask anybody's permission. Now there's a huge crackdown. There's Border Patrol constantly running through the streets. There's driving everywhere which way. They've got cameras all over the place. But you can still just walk across the border if you wanted to. You could just run across. You could drive across.
The tiny hamlet of Derby Line, Vermont, is absolutely a megalopolis compared to the majority of the Canadian border with the United States, which is just forest.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do to stop you from jumping back and forth across the line in the middle of the woods.
Gene,
I'd like to go up there sometime to that spot and just jump back and forth across the border a few dozen times just to say I did it.
Just to say you could.
Yeah.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist there. Our toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE.
How did this country survive decades, close to centuries, with just a porous border where people crossed and recrossed, throughout the year, throughout the months, throughout the days, in order to just do some work and then go home.
Well, not only did it survive, it thrived because those people didn't get stopped by bureaucracy getting in their way, slowing them down and making it less desirable to do business. That very town, Derby Line, Vermont, is a dead town at this point because they can't easily just crisscross the border and, you want to go to lunch over on the other side? Sorry, you got to go through the border patrol first on the Canadian side. They're nice enough, but they're still getting in the way, making it more difficult.
Sure, if you want to grab a quick sandwich, you're not going to do it across the border.
Yeah, and it's an interesting video. I recommend if you check it out, you can go on YouTube and search for Derby Line, maybe Free Keen, and then I think that video will come out. It's about 25 minutes, a short documentary to show you kind of what it's like. We end up getting confronted by the border patrol. They didn't like that we were standing on a bridge looking at them, pointing a camera, basically, at their installation on I-91. They actually get in a car and just speed on up to us to try to intimidate us. And, of course, it didn't work, and it ended up being some pretty entertaining video. So, highly recommend.
But at this point, you're not allowed to go to Canada, basically, because of that, though.
Well, because I tried to cross into Canada, and I have a couple of misdemeanors for civil disobedience on my record, and Canada did not want me there. So that's why I can't go to Canada. The number for you to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back when it was easy to immigrate into the United States, plenty of immigrants came over, and they did things like open businesses. And back then, they didn't have to jump through a bunch of ridiculous government hoops, which, of course, stops things from happening today. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Us here, whether it's ridiculous business regulations that end up, in this case, being pretty laughable on the part of the city that's going up against a creatively named pho noodle restaurant. We can tell you about that a little bit more on the way here. Ian and Mark in the studio on this live Saturday show. The toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And inevitably, somebody brought up the immigration issue. So, of course, people want to talk about that.
It isn't Free Talk Live unless we talk about immigration, for God's sake.
At least on Saturday nights. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Here, let's start up with Sue, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Sue.
Hi there. How are you guys tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I want to make a point about being in the classroom with immigrants who can't speak English.
Are you a teacher?
I'm now a retired teacher,
mm-hmm.
But when I retired, I was in a school that was pretty much 95% illegal, and they couldn't speak English, and I could not do my job.
Hmm.
I had to pantomime.
Sounds like a failure of government.
Well,
was it a government school?
Basically, it's a city school, yeah.
Yeah, run by
and
the government. So
when you guys talk about not wanting a wall, you know, the kids that spoke English and were from those neighborhoods, they all left because when the illegals would move in, the whole neighborhood would get run down and there was crime. And so the people who were in those neighborhood schools left. And so what was remaining was the illegals who couldn't support themselves and were living on welfare. And, yeah, by the way, all those free lunches that come out of my paycheck and your paycheck, of course, too, you know, the free lunches, the free books, and now we're feeding them in the summertime, too, when they're not even in school. You know, I know you don't agree with me, but we need the wall.
Oh, I think I do. I don't believe
you don't agree with the wall.
I don't believe, like, I don't think there should be a wall. I don't think it'll solve the problem. But I don't believe that you or me or anyone should be responsible for paying for the education or the medical care or the anything that has to do, frankly, with anyone that's not in their family. However, I'll go ahead and we'll talk about people who come to this country. I don't think that you should have to pay for those things regarding an immigrant. I simply believe that they should be able to come here, work hard, and build a better life for themselves, as my ancestors and your ancestors did. But But right. I don't think you should have to pay for a thing. No.
Well, if they're going to come illegally, though, that's what's going to happen. Because
that's true.
Is happening.
The government's messed up. You just enumerated the ways that government school causes people to leave a particular neighborhood because they're no longer getting serviced by the school itself. Many people live in a neighborhood because of the school. It's one of the first questions that real estate agents answer. And when the school can no longer service the students, it doesn't surprise me at all that somebody says, I'll just sign a lease over at this other place and I'll go get a better school. Yep, you're right. Yep. Government destroys neighborhoods with its stupid rules.
Right, and government destroys education with its stupid rules as well, forcing people into the same classroom with one another that may not actually want to be together in the same classroom.
Or even have the right classroom. I mean, if they can't speak English, they shouldn't be in the same classroom.
Or in Sue's case, she can't even teach to these students. So
exactly.
Again, what you're describing here are failures of the government across the board that's created such frustration in you that you are actually demanding more government. So you're asking for more of the same group of people that ruined all of the other things you're talking about. You want them to create a police state? You really want that?
Absolutely not. But my question
is,
and I just jumped
into the
station a little while ago. So if we don't build a wall, how do we regulate immigration?
At this point, ultimately, I don't think there's a particular reason to, bother regulating immigration. What you need to regulate are the government programs. So if there was no free school for people who came here from other countries, there was no free medical care, no free anything. There wasn't this welfare that you referred to, the meals and all that other stuff.
We cut out everybody from that, too, like no free anything for anybody.
Fine by me. But if you stop those programs, you'll probably have people that if people are coming here, if you put out a bowl of cat food every morning, all right, and you can't complain that there's cats that come to your door get cat food. That would be only an insane person would do that. That's what we do in this country. We put out free cat food, and they're like, my God, why do these cats keep coming? I don't want cats that come here and eat my free cat food. I'm looking for working class dogs to come here and do some good. I want them to get to work and build a better country, which is how this country was made great. It's the government welfare programs, the welfare warfare state that frankly has drugged this nation down into the mire.
That is true. And when these kids throw away the food that you and I are providing for them, and I think, and I see something that is perfectly good going to the trash can. So, oh, by the way, I'm hungry. Maybe I'll take that carton of milk out of the trash that's not been opened. Guess what? They come and write me up and charge me double for it, or they write me up and put it in my file because I've taken something out of the trash. Yeah, it really is messed up.
Yep. Sue, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You're not going to solve the problems that government has created, which is the welfare state that you're describing, Mark, with more government.
Nobody
with another
knows
government program.
The waste of government like government employees.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it.
If they're honest with you.
Yeah. Well, they largely are.
Not when they're working for the government. Usually they lie to you. But depends who you talk to.
When they're behind the desk. I'm talking about when they're just behind the telephone.
In this case, this lady was being honest. So I appreciate that. It's frustrating. You know, when you look at all the problems with the government, because nobody's going to propose what you're talking about. No Republican,
right.
No Democrat.
That in and of itself is the mystery to me. Where I'm a Republican, right? My party, largely the people in my party, think it's a good idea to add more government bureaucracy by building the wall and beefing up border security and doing whatever. Don't forget the raids on businesses and
straight up police state.
Blah 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 blah. None of them. They all throw their hands up. You say, well, get rid of the welfare for immigrants, and you won't have the problem with the immigrants that you don't want. You know,
can't get rid of welfare.
Right. They throw their hands up like they know that it's easy to grow the state. They know it's hard to shrink the state. The party of small government won't even talk about shrinking the state anymore.
Well, I mean, remember during the Bush administration when one of the guys, I think it was Trent Lott was his name, he claimed that they'd cut government down to the bone. They couldn't cut it back any further.
Right, right. You know, they've been 4 years since the Clinton administration where the government was bloated and the budget was balanced. And then under the Republicans, the government was bigger, significantly bigger. I think at that point it was 40-something percent larger than it was under the Clinton administration. And this weasel has the temerity to say, well, that's it. We've cut the government. This is it. This is what efficient government looks like. Come on. God, the only people that are worse about growing the government than the Democrats, in my opinion, are the Republicans.
Let's go to Jose. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, Jose. Hello? Jose? In Dover. Going once. Jose in Dover. Going twice. We're putting him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bat cell or something like that. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue, we got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Something is definitely screwy. I think there's maybe a problem with our board operator there. I don't know what's going on. We're, you know, picking up the lines. Two lines, neither caller there. There's probably something, some button that accidentally got pressed or whatever. So we'll continue and take more of your calls coming up here in hour number two after we iron out whatever the issues are. This is an issue that continues to come up because people are rightfully frustrated with the status quo. They see the problems. It's easy to see
the problem. The other thing to address besides just eliminate welfare for immigrants is also you have to address the voting thing. Democrats want immigration because they want more Democrats. And Republicans know that. Now, Republicans have truly stepped in the poo when it comes to immigration. It didn't used to be that way prior to 9/11. The Mexicans in Texas voted George Bush in as governor, and then they voted him in as president. Mm-hmm. There wasn't an issue. Mexican immigrants and Central American immigrants were not always Democrats.
Catholic conservatives, I imagine.
They're Catholic conservatives, as a matter of fact. And, you know, but that now with, you know, the everything has become politicized, well, immigration has too. So people who face immigration rules on the regular basis had to pick a side. So I think you also need to basically make it that people who come here get some kind of visa to work, but no opportunity to vote.
All right, there's more on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Of course, the best solution would be to abolish the federal government entirely and let the 50 different states come up with 50 different
solutions. It should just be a military operation, but even so, it would be wasteful if it did that.
All right, we got more on the way. Hour 2 next. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.